CliffCentral.com. You're all on. Rishi, say some words.
Nothing.
I always feel like. Here we go.
Nothing
for you. There you go.
It's only words. And cool. Words I'd rather have.
That's fine. We'll put you down. What time does this podcast start, Ryan?
Dave?
Just now, are you on as well? Have you got ears?
Can you hear me? I'm going to get ears.
So what happens is that at Cliff Central, everyone's gone on leave.
Oh, that's what's happening. I thought it was striking or some shit.
They can't strike if you don't have a job.
That's true.
You can't increase a zero
this
salary.
This week, Jermaine Maino.
Are we here?
Did you see we even advertised you on the book faces and all the things?
Yeah, lovely. Thank you very much, guys.
Is that you? Just say some words.
Somewhat.
There we go. Yeah.
Can you up me a bit as well, please?
Yeah, man. You're up.
Need more snare in my headphones. Yeah.
More snare. How are you, Rishlu?
I'm well and blessed, man.
I like the way you said when I said I'm at Parker's, you said you're in the field. I like it. It's like gives it a military thing because that's what you're doing. It's an operation.
It is.
What are you doing this week? We've got Operation Pay the Bills.
Yeah.
You're doing the clubs. What is Kitchener's?
No, but Kitchener's, I guess that's the war room.
Is it not?
That's home base strategy. Yeah, that's the base.
No, there's nothing. No, when wars are won there.
Yeah,
it's just pushing the little boats around on the map.
Yeah, you're gonna start at Parker's and you work your way through to your first.
Goliath.
We'll go through to Goliath.
Blue blood.
Kings and queens. Things I'd never do. Hey.
Yes. Blacks only.
Because my blood is red. No, I won't do blacks only either.
Did you remember we were talking about that thing which was called coloreds? Or Placirich, what was it?
No, what? Colors or what?
There was a thing, it was a show, we were talking about the guy that doesn't pay for stuff. It was it's a thing just for colored comedians. You spoke about it when we were at that gig in...
Oh, yes, the one somewhere. That they had now. The yeah. one that they...
What's it called?
Eight-O-Potato.
Yeah. Were you on?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
I wasn't on there.
For the listeners out there, this is Jermaine.
Oh, yeah.
Maino.
Are you from Jermaine?
I'm from Elders originally.
Hey, yo.
All right, cool. And
have you seen his car outside?
I didn't see his car outside.
Because there's never
the one of the big boot.
He's got a scooter with a big like chair at the back.
You saw that red scooter?
No. I felt late, so I was just like, I just came straight through.
No, shame, man. Eric's in the traffic again.
Yeah. It took me an hour 40 minutes to get here.
From Benoni.
Yeah.
There was an accident at
there was a before something. Edenvale, there was a stationary vehicle... in the left-hand lane.
And it was nice. It's a stationary vehicle. If someone's listening to this in 3 years' time, it makes no sense. They're like, is that vehicle still there? Because I spoke... Have you spoken
today?
To people about podcasts? When you talk to them, have you found like their interest is either zero or they come to you and tell you how cool podcasts are?
Yeah.
Yes. It's like how... I guess it used to be in the 70s with drugs and porn and sex and rock and roll. There was always there was a big gap. Like there was a massive movement.
There's a whole bunch of people who know about it.
And the other side was like, I'm just an accountant.
No idea.
Yeah.
So yeah. I had someone talk to me like, hey, listen to this podcast. I said, you know, I've got a podcast. What? Where? When is it? Well, for the last two and a bit years. We started 2016.
Yes.
I can tell you, my mom doesn't understand the concept of a
but
podcast.
But the thing is, once they do, it is almost like a religious epiphany. It is almost like that moment.
Because I introduced my parents.
Why the fuck would you listen to a radio station?
I introduced my parents to this, but then I don't always tell them. Like I'm like, I just like when it's like user friendly. I'm like, give this a listen. Sometimes.
But have you ever thought like someone's gonna listen to this? So someone has to start. So she said, "Well, I'll start. How far back must I go? Which one were the best ones?"
Yes, that's the thing.
So I'm like. When we
how
started,
can you pick?
Let's give
how
thanks. Yeah, they're so good. But honestly, when we started, we didn't have a clue what we were doing.
Now,
at least we're honest about not having a clue what you're doing.
I was going to say.
You know what I mean? There's no difference.
You still haven't learned how this board works in 2.5 years.
And also, I don't think it's nice to know that no one else fucking knows either.
Yes, because you have to phone in somebody every week. Stop playing with the beats, bro.
Yeah, the beats.
You know what it is? Like this one here, I'm not going to touch because it says money on it. So I'm just going to leave that up.
Yeah, leave the money high.
That's for Floyd. Floyd Mayweather, this one.
And then also, Ryan, introduce Jermaine to the people. Because you sent me like a list. And
yes.
I was like, damn, that's a good CV.
Yeah. So Jermaine and I started comedy at the same time.
Yeah, around about November.
You haven't changed your name
and
yet.
We've gone two different routes. I've kind of just passively sat back and hope a career comes to me. And Jermaine has been comedy DIYing it. You had his one-man show 6 months.
A year and 5 days.
But who's counting?
That's pretty quick to have one.
So
you
started
show.
The same time?
Yeah.
And he's changed his name to Maino.
Yeah, I don't even have a name yet. Ryan. I don't even have a name
yet. You should change your name to like Reino. Yeah, that's a good all look. Afrikaans gigs.
You can get that one in Benoni with that clay duck and that them run. What's it called?
I have no idea what it's talking about. But yes, that
the
one.
The Fizz Pops, next to the G-String Strip Club.
I've never been there, Dave.
Haven't you?
No.
Slingshot, what's it called?
No, I don't know the place.
No, he doesn't know the East Rand Strip Club. Anyway, so Jermaine is also in charge of Space.com Theatre.
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? That's Johannesburg Theatre, right?
Yeah.
Where is the Johannesburg Theatre?
Braamfontein.
Yeah, it's in Braam.
How does it work there, Jermaine? You're in charge of organizing comedy events there? Or?
Yeah, it's just the last Saturday of every month. That I do have, and well, anyone can come and use the space. You don't pay anything. You get the space. The theatre will just like 20% of whatever.
You shouldn't have said that.
How do you mean you don't? But the audience pays.
Yes, the audience pays.
So
yeah.
What do you win? So last Saturday of every month. I always get confused with those things because I don't know when the last day of the month is.
And it's also always like, orders. Because you always have to, your mind is in a tizz because it's like last Wednesday, last Thursday, and it's like the last Saturday. So you never know what's going on.
It's a very busy week. It's very busy week.
Yeah, those last 4 days of the week, there's so much pressure on them on the calendar.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the last, it's the it's second, like what you said the in, second last Thursday of
like what
every
you said
fourth
in,
month.
In Clarence, when I say, because I say, when I walk off stage, I always say, thanks, I've been rich, whatever, like, enjoy your lives, you know? Because I feel like I'm not really going to see you guys.
Yeah. Then a year later.
And then Dave comes on and he's like, that is a lot of pressure. Like, enjoy the rest of your life. like you can't take a break. You're going to enjoy every day for the rest of your life.
He was at that restaurant.
Yeah.
With those people. The one guy had a gun sitting in the front with his back to the comedians. And he's got his 9mm in his pants.
Yeah.
And then Angel freaked out. She couldn't do the comedy because she was scared that the guy would shoot her.
Yeah.
Because he turned around halfway through a set and said, what about the farm murders?
Oh, jeez.
But 20 plus murder.
There goes my whole set about farm murders.
But, then, but that's your opener. That's what you need to start. Ah, farm murders, hey?
Yeah. Am I right?
0.1%.
In this economy? In 2018?
Yeah.
Welcome Eric Jansen. Welcome Eric.
What time does this podcast start? You can say the exact time.
At 9 minutes and 9 minutes past nine. Actually, it's supposed to start at 9:05, but traffic and stuff.
Is that what time we're supposed to start?
No, we're not supposed to. We're supposed to start like 9:05.
No. Okay, cool. We started a bit late because we had a bit of a desk issue.
Aha.
That's fine. How are you, Eric? What have you been doing?
I'm cool, man. I've been driving for the past hour and a half.
Same here with him, Ryan, also. Ridiculous.
Get yourself scooters, guys.
There's no...
Scooters. He's got a scooter with a couch on the back.
I was just going to say, there was no reason for traffic. Deluxe. You get to the front and then people just drive faster. Now you're like, oh, but guys...
Why did you all slow down?
Rubbernecking, eh?
Yes.
Rubbernecking is the bane of mankind right now.
And Jermaine, you told me something else about your thing. You got that thing on the back of the bike, which is for... deliveries.
Yeah, perfume. I sell fragrances, knockoff fragrances.
You see, Ryan.
Are they dope?
Yeah.
dope flavors.
I can say that I have bought many from Jermaine and they are cheap and that's
nasty.
Not good. Let's be honest. Can comedians like me afford actual fragrances? No, it's like $1,000. So how much
is
it?
What is the one?
$60.
So you go to Edgar's, you go to Red Square, and you smell some Azuro and some.
Like yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a whole list. So you just pick off the list.
So it's not yours. Isn't Hugo Boss? It's like Frigo Loss.
No, it's same. It's Hugo Boss.
Oh, same one.
Do you have buy a big bottle of Hugo Boss and then just watch it down?
Yeah, like
no, I don't water it down. I mix it properly and
with
I bottle
alcohol.
It. Yeah.
Do you have testers or you have a...
Yeah, I do have testers, but not with me now.
No,
me,
let's talk about this off.
Let's take it offline.
All right.
But on that subject again, I don't know if you've seen on the highways, they've got these ads. I think it's called Odor something.
Yeah, documentary.
Yeah, yes. And actually, like places like your Red Square, the original fragrances, it costs them less to make 150ml bottle than it costs me. Because of the... Yeah.
And they charge, 10 times more. Easy.
1,000 times more.
Yeah.
Because of the name. You're paying for the name and the bottle.
But I'm a fragrance whore, bro.
Now you need to speak to Jermaine. He's going to hook you up. But offline, obviously.
I've got one bottle, and when it's finished, I'll buy another one.
Yeah.
I have like several. Yeah.
You smell nice. Can I smell you?
I actually didn't put in here today because I was probably late, bro.
He's going to get from me today.
Yeah. I knew Jermaine's coming, so
I was in a neutral. Jermaine's doing stuff.
I'm trying.
And how are you? When you spoke to me outside there, you said, like, how does it work with comedy? And I personally feel there's no blueprint for any comedian. You got to do it the way you want to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we at Clarence, the word of Clarence was you be you.
Yeah, do you.
Every time I told you, if I started bitching about a comedian, you just take his glasses off looking at him. Dave, just be you, man.
Because Dave is bitching about everyone.
Like, he just does his stuff.
Like, look how, I didn't like, choose. Look how he's doing his set, bro.
Check this.
Like, look at it. Like, he's using, taking this concept and he's. I'm like, bro. And then if I do that, I'm like, bro, just do you.
Ooh,
what
you
do, if it works, it works.
You.
It does, if they don't
what,
like
are,
you,
what are your plans? Let's talk about. You spoke about the war room being Kitchener's.
Yeah, it's where
you kind of get your. You can die at Kitchener's because it's a place where. Is that safe? It's almost safe to die there than it is to die at Parkers.
I guess so. But the thing is at Parkers, those people aren't going to really see you again. The people at Kitchener's, you're going to see them every
the
fucking
people at
week.
Kitchener are going to enjoy the rest of their lives. Yeah. They live there. They that's live. Always true. You're an outsider at Kitchener's. That, the guy that's there, that's his bum actually fits into that bar stool from just years of sitting there.
Kitchener's has been there since like the 1800s, eh?
But they should change the name of Kitchener's because that's a proper colonial.
You can see by the building.
That guy Kitchener's was a.
It should be Dlamini's or something because Kitchener was a badass colonial.
Well, it's just like the corner cafe, like something just neutral, like politically neutral.
The Swiss cafe.
They actually sell nice meals across the road there, though.
From Kitchener's?
No, across the road. Like on the corner there, they have these steak rolls that are amazing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what happened to the club downstairs in Bannister's?
That's Neno.
Neno's
still going.
I don't know. He doesn't book me, so I don't pay. I don't pay
just
attention.
Just be you, man.
Same.
Is it be you or do you?
Do you, bro.
Do you. Okay.
So what is it? Jermaine, just put your mic down a bit so you can get in there. What is it that you're doing?
Basically, I don't know. I have no idea what I'm doing. But I just try to have shows wherever I can.
But you're
get stage time wherever I can.
You have got a plan because you're doing a lot of things. Obviously, you stay alive and stay afloat and do the things. So you've got the perfume, you've got the space. Mm-hmm. But you will then book other acts as well, or you're just doing comedy every last Saturday of the month?
It's a straight-up
comedy show.
Yeah, I don't have shows every month.
Okay.
Maybe once every 3 months. But other guys will use the space. Like this month, the 27th, it's Titi and Emilio.
Okay.
They're having a show.
How we got these suits.
Shapa boom boom.
Oh, they do Shapa boom boom.
Oh, they want a lineup show, eh?
Yeah.
So Emilio, is that there? Oh,
yeah, I do lineup shows post. There as well.
Emilio's post on Insta. Listen, guys, you can't just tell someone, we're proud of you. You must come and bring your money. Stop being proud of me.
Oh, yeah. Emilio's like 59
years old.
Years old.
And still on Instagram.
But he's actually 18.
I was so proud of him. The first time I saw you was at the box. I was hosting. And the one time at Emilio at the box chucked some people out. I was just like, this guy's a magical human.
Did he chuck people out?
He didn't chuck him out. He just did the thing with the arm. Give me
Yeah.
He just put his hand here and he put his other hand here. So I'll break this if you don't stop your shit.
Yeah, but if somebody has their both palms on you, you feel
comedian,
that you should leave now.
Yeah.
Just as a comedian, he just handled it well and he didn't have to. He wasn't hosting. The host was on stage. And he just.
But as
up.
The father figures, yes. Yeah.
As the adult supervision.
Bro, I wouldn't mess with someone at the box in that area. Like, you'll get stabbed.
People haven't been getting thrown out lately. It's not like a thing.
Yeah,
like
people
before,
are behaving now, man.
Yeah,
you
before
know,
it was madness,
like
bro.
Like two years ago, people are. Yo, people.
Every
were,
week somebody had to get
on
chucked
a Sunday, just getting
outrageous.
Pissed.
Yeah. Getting like, pissed and then heckling. And then we're like, no, we'll give you your $50 back. Please just leave. Then they're like, no, but I paid already. I don't want the money. Then the audience is like, I take your 50 random.
Really?
And nobody ever got their 50
I wonder what the thing is as a host. What are you supposed to do?
What? If somebody's
it does break down, it breaks down the vibe.
The one time I was hosting.
Actually, it's your job.
The one day I was hosting and a guy was sitting literally in the second row. And someone started talking and he was literally just bursting out random because he wasn't like heckling. Like he wasn't like.
Thought of stuff at home. He was just saying it.
Yeah, I'm going to say this. And then he like bursts out something, and then I'm like, "Calm down, dog." And I'm like, "Okay, I see you want me to address
to interact,
him."
Yeah.
So I address him, and I find out what's his vibes, and then I start insulting him once or twice. I'm like, "Calm down, I'll learn." And then carry on talking. Then he screams again, but then I see Jason coming from the back. Then I say,
"Jason Goliath."
Yeah, Jason Goliath's walking. I can see him walking from the door.
The wings.
So I look at him and I say to him, "Bruh, you know what's gonna happen to you now? Yeah, in 3 seconds, watch what's gonna go on." He's gonna go, "What?" I'm like, 3. He's like, what?
2.
What? Then he just gets grabbed, bro. Like, you know, you get grabbed by your shoulders and you get ejected from your seat. Like, he doesn't.
Like a baby out of a car seat.
Yeah. He doesn't touch anything. He just floats out, like, in sitting position. And then his friend is next to him. I'm like, are you going to follow him? His friend's like, no. I'm like, all right, he can leave. Everybody, let's give him a round of applause. He's gone. Everybody claps.
Yo, so that's you got to bring it back as a host.
People laugh because they couldn't see Jason coming because I could see him from the stage. As soon as the guy started flying. People kill themselves. It's like, okay, see what happens to assholes. Anybody else want to get fucking walled out? No? Okay.
But sometimes it's just so awkward.
Have you,
it takes all the vibe away.
Have you ever had to say, like, security, get this guy out?
No, I haven't said security. I've stopped the show, and then put the music on, put the lights back on, and then I go to the person. Sometimes it's like quite a big oak, and you have to. And then I say to the whole audience, listen, we can do this show, but we can't have this person in here. Yeah, but I heckle in England. I heckle all the time. Yeah.
Well, then go to England, you fuck.
Yeah, it's fine, but no one knows what you're saying.
I'm an international heckler.
I'm on tour.
Here's my CV. My heckling passport.
I heckled Jimmy Carr one time.
Jimmy Carr was hectic because South Africans heard that you can heckle Jimmy Carr. So they thought of their heckles at home.
Yes.
Wrote it down, and they were just waiting for them to be quiet.
Yeah, I was there at the show.
It's very weird.
People are yelling on random things. Yo, my supposed. And he's like, huh? What?
Because he likes to hear heckles.
Yes.
And they were just randomly saying shit.
Because they had this conversation.
Shouting their football team.
Yeah.
Man United.
I had this conversation with Luis Ogola on Saturday because he is the one guy that I use as like an example of don't speak to the comedian while he's performing.
Okay, yeah, he's not interested in him.
He doesn't care.
Yeah.
And I went to, I was actually seeing his one man in Durban where a lady heckled him like for the first 15 minutes of his one man. He couldn't start the show. Like every time he said, because he likes football, I think he was starting off with the World Cup or soccer, something. And every time he introduced the concept, he's like, so I was watching, so like the World Cup's happening now. And he's like, yeah, and the lady screams out something about marriage or what, some random thing, right? And then he looks at her and she keeps going. And then he's like, okay, ma'am, calm down, whatever, you know what I mean? I'm not that type of guy. Because that's what he does. He says to like anyone that speaks, he says,
I'm not. It takes away the comedy.
He's like, I'm not that type of guy. I'm just going to do my bits. You're just going to listen. That's how comedy, that's how my comedy works, you know? Cool. All right, cool. So, even for what I was talking about. Oh, yeah, soccer. So, I was watching the world. And she did it.
Jesus.
And literally, but until a point, she was like, somebody has to, in a theater. And she's one of the MVPs.
She's paid to watch
she's
the
drunk.
Show.
She was the MVP. So, she's sitting in the thing. She's got the free drinks from the front.
Ah, shit.
And she had to get hauled out. But like 9 people or 10 people left with her.
Yeah.
And everyone was like, she was clapping. Yeah. But Sekunda had to be that guy. To walk down like 800 stairs from the back all the way to the front and then say to the lady, you gotta leave. She's like, no, I'll keep quiet. No, 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 ma'am.
Now you've had
you have given like 15 minutes of the show is already gone and you've, no, I promise you. And she promised and he left the first time. And as soon as he got back, and then everybody was like, get out of here. And then they all out. And like,
I had a MVP front row. The chick left and she kept talking while she was walking up.
Right.
She didn't realize what the comedy was. So it's a guy on stage in a suit talking shit.
She was storming out.
And she said, what the fuck is this?
Oh.
And she just kept saying that as she left. Right. So you know when you walk down the thing,
was
you
have it Claudine Ullman?
You have to walk past people. It was at the casino at Grand West.
Oh, right.
What the fucking cuck? And she just hated the show. From her seat, she walked out, carried on complaining about my show all the way out. Then she left and I was like, have you been on stage for, I think, 3 minutes?
Yeah.
She had decided
that's how angry you made her in 3 minutes, though.
But nobody else was on before you.
No, it was a one-man
show. Oh, right. So you just came out and then she did.
The problem is that the casino, if there's tickets thing, they start giving away at the tables.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
So that's an angry woman who's lost her money on the whatever.
She thought you were going to do some Pavarotti shit. Like,
I had a
colored
eclair.
It takes away your vibe.
A colored eclair.
Yeah, at Kitchener's one.
Very specific.
Now I just told him to shut the fuck up while I put him out, and it worked.
But I'm scared of you and Emilio. And
I left immediately after my set. You don't mess with coloreds, you know.
Because you'd be waiting outside.
Yeah, exactly. But it worked. I don't think it always worked though.
Do you think Ashwin Willemse would have stabbed Nick Mallett outside the studio?
I don't think he would have. I feel like
as a gentleman of the
perplexions.
Perplexions.
Eric, you just shut that down immediately. You're like, no.
So you wouldn't, because he did say the thing, the scariest thing you can say.
Is?
He said, no, it's fine.
It's fine. That's, I stabbed you already. I verbally stabbed you. Just don't try me. It's fine. I had a heckler at the box once when I was hosting. The dude tried to get on stage and tell jokes because he was drunk.
Yeah.
He watched the whole first half because I put like 5 guys on.
So he got tips.
So then,
I can do this.
When the second half started, he came to the stage and he's like, can I tell some jokes? I was like, nah, bro, it's fine. He's like, no, but I want to tell some jokes.
And also the box on like, the no, stage, but you just can't, one step up, you there.
I'm like, no, you can't get on. Because first he was standing at the bottom. He tried to get up. Then I was like, nah, bro. This is for performance. If you are not performing, you can't get on the stage. Then he's like, yeah, but I want to perform. I'm like, but you're drunk. You can't do this. So now the audience, they're just watching me interact with this one guy.
Are you hosting?
Yeah, I'm hosting. Man. So I'm like, yo, man, please, you need to go and sit down or something. And he goes, no, man, I'm also fine. I also want to tell jokes.
Cheap.
So I'm like, okay, tell me the joke, then I'll tell the people. He's like, no, man, you're not going to tell the joke right. I'm like, tell me. And then I'll tell the guys, do you agree with that? Must he tell me the joke? And then I tell you guys. They're like, yeah, tell. Okay, cool. So I lean in, and then he just starts whispering weird shit into my ears.
So you're right. You weren't going to tell it right.
Then I'm like, yeah.
It's the way you tell him, eh?
I'm like, wait, guys, whose boyfriend is this, firstly? Because your boyfriend is embarrassing everybody. Please, can you fetch your boyfriend? And then someone came and pulled the guy away.
What goes through people's minds?
But we're talking about the...
Well, alcohol, clearly.
When we planned our podcast on our group...
Yeah, yeah.
Our group is very disciplined. I want to just give a round of applause.
Thanks, guys, for not sending memes.
We don't send no memes. There was a thing I sent with the beer, but it was
few and far between.
The guy was like, because he said, let me just be me.
Yeah.
You do you, I'll do me.
But I'm very proud of our group. Jermaine, what we're going to do is the person that's on that week can be in the group for that week. Okay. But then we chuck you out on Monday.
But do you find it, like Jermaine has like you have a very calm, chill personality, I should say. Mm-hmm. But when you're performing, it's completely different to who you are off stage, right?
Yeah.
Do you do that on purpose, firstly? And is it more comfortable for you? Because like for me personally, I want to be as close to who I am in life on stage. So the transition is easy, you know what I'm saying? So like if I have like a material or an idea, it's easy for me to deliver it if I'm delivering it in the same voice that I would.
So your sincerity is at that same level as
life,
Rishu,
right?
Now.
Yeah.
Right. But that's you being
like the way you are
that's
now.
That's me being
the,
me.
The way you are on stage, yeah.
Right. Do you feel like it's easier for you to change it up, or do you like because it's a shock factor, right? Because you do like a very aggressive
it does. You're quite
thing.
You're quite tense. Like, am I talking to my wife? She stabbed me.
But that's not how you. But you're very very chilled. That's a 10. You're like actually a 3 in energy.
Yeah.
Is it a purposeful thing? And how do you feel that it makes you like a better comic? Or tell me about it. Let's just go through it. Tell us about it.
Well, I am actually the way I am on stage is the way I am around people that. Like my family and stuff, that's the way I've always been growing up as a kid. But I'm normally just a quiet person, you know.
Yeah.
I don't go on in public and...
You spoke about being antisocial. Like
yeah, yeah.
You like find... Who's your best 3 friends? That's it. Or you got 20?
My wife, my 2 children, those are my best friends. I don't really have friends, you know. Because for the best part of 25 years, I worked in a call center. And all I'd done was go to work and come home. So I never really had a social life, you know. So interacting socially with people wasn't really...
Right, so it's basically only interact with people you actually really know, for like your family and your immediate, or your friends, or people from your hood or whatever.
Yeah, basically.
So, all right. And then, so what made you... Okay, so how long are you in comedy now?
2 years in November.
And a one-man showdown.
10 to 9, 20th of November, it will be 2 years.
2 years.
Yeah.
So, okay, what made you get into comedy?
Yeah, especially at quite a late... What age was it?
How old are you now?
Yeah. I'm 43 now.
Yeah.
So I started when I was 41.
So why did you wait 41 years to get into it?
Not 41. Damn.
Anyway, it's like 31.
You ducked 18.
He had it on it. It was the last Saturday of when you turned 40.
It's strange, actually. I was in Elders one day at a friend of mine's place. And he was sitting in his mother's lounge. And he actually, it's an old school friend. We haven't seen each other for like 22 years, 23 years.
Sure.
And he said to me, you know what, we were talking about school and friends and all that. And he said, you know what, you should have actually been a comedian. Because at school, you were class clown. Everything you said, even when you're not trying to be funny, it will be funny. People will laugh. I didn't think anything of it then. But then that same week, I was watching Comedy Central and I was watching South African
I'm sure
comedian.
You saw me.
And I thought, man, let me
give this thing a try. You inspired Jermaine.
Let me give this thing a try. So yeah. I started writing material, approached the guys for a spot. They gave me 5 minutes
at the box.
Yeah, Eric was actually one of the first guys I met. He actually showed me the ropes. Like, this is how it works. This is how we speak to.
Jeez, that could have actually stunted you for another 7 years.
Yeah, so that's how I basically got it.
Eric's also got no friends.
Okay.
He doesn't have a kid and a wife.
Yeah.
He's got actual no friends.
So you say, because when you're on stage, it's very different to who you are, right?
Mm-hmm.
So when you're writing, do you write in a different...
Your chair's going to break.
Is that my chair?
You're going to implant a nene this bitch?
Yeah, so as a group...
That's exactly how he was fired as well. Do you want to be finance minister?
Excuse the technical difficulties, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's not a technical.
Think of a way.
Shut.
Oh, man,
so wait, Jermaine.
It's not me.
Mm-hmm. It's not me either.
So when you're writing, do you write in that voice? Like, do you, like, so for example, I'm going to do a thing about, I don't know, chickens. Then you're like, so chickens, why did a chicken cross the road? Then you're like, fuck chickens, eh?
So like, exactly. You know what I mean? It's a funny bird. Can I use it?
Amazing. So, like, you know what I mean? There's a difference between who you sound like and then who your persona sounds like. Mm. So when you're writing, how do you write? You know what I mean?
One of my stories are basically life stories.
Right.
Like, the fight with my wife, that's true. I just sugarcoated a bit on stage.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's true.
It did happen.
So she did call you a small dick.
Have you written it in a book?
You got your
material written?
Some of it I got on my phone. I don't write in a book.
So that night, when your friend was with you, what's his name? Daryl? Who was your buddy that was sitting with you, said you must be funny?
His name is Emmanuel.
So that's the guy, that's the spark, because it's always that one guy that you trust. Someone can tell you you're funny a lot, but it's that one that gets you, that says, no, really, you are. That was good.
For me, that was Carvin Goldstone. Mm. I went to his house and I wrote material without having... I just wrote material because I didn't have any idea what I'm going to do with it. I just felt that...
No punchlines.
No, it doesn't.
It was fire. Yeah, it was fire.
And I didn't know. I just wrote it. Like, I didn't want a performance, nothing. And then I met Carvin, and Carvin was a comedian. I went to watch comedy also, that was also random. And then I found out that I knew Carvin, he stayed in my hood, and I went to his house. And I said, this is my bit.
It's quite cool that you just go to his house.
Yeah.
There's a comedian in the hood.
Yeah, yeah, the one guy. He still represents the whole hood. Yeah. Him and I are like, we're like the two guys.
Like, if it's a gay-friendly house, it's got that, the flags. Yeah. So it's a comedian-friendly zone. You can come here, punchlines exposed. So mine was different because it's someone that I didn't expect who said, listen, I came to this bri, and this is now 1996. It wasn't Joe Parker. But he said, someone told me that you were funny, and you haven't been funny the whole time. You just me standing by the bri.
Oh, yeah. So he's been there watching you.
Been watching me, because he said, you must check this guy, Dave. He's really funny.
But there are those
But then
people.
He came to me and he said, I watched you, and you said stuff that no one heard. Every time something happened...
You're the mumbler.
I mean...
Yes, the mumbler.
And he said, I watched you, and I've been laughing my fucking ass off. Have you ever thought of being comedy? And then he gave me the number of someone at the Armchair Theatre who knew the Comedy Collective.
Right.
And then he said, phone this guy, Mark Sampson, whatever, and then do this. And then I didn't do it because I was too nervous. I didn't want to do it.
You didn't have an idea. Yeah.
Then I was doing captions on a magazine, and then a guy saw the captions. Because obviously if you do the captions in the magazine, the editor will then change them. So if I saw a photograph and the guy was standing there, I would caption it like we do with memes nowadays.
Mm.
Right.
And he would look at it and say, that's actually quite funny. And then he had a TV show that he was filming called Comedy Shop Live. So my first 7 minutes was filmed. What? I didn't do it at a club.
You did it for Comedy
Your
Shop?
Your first time performing?
First time on stage was the cameras and action and go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And?
It was in a vacuum.
It was 20 minutes instead of 7. That's how much fun I had.
Wow, that's dope.
That's amazing.
Because I said, I'm done now, I've done my 7, and the audience said, no, fuck, stay. Carry on. Talk some more. And because what you're doing is talking about stuff that happened. Because you're comedians, you can make anything funny.
That's it.
You should be able to.
Mm. And the thing is, if you're talking about real life stories, it comes across with more conviction.
Yeah.
You know? And it's easier to remember.
Authentic.
Yeah, it's easy
to do. You remember your first? Could you still do your first? What do you call it? It's not a set. It's 3 or 4 minutes. A concept. Do you remember what it was?
Yes. Yeah. It's Aware set of mine. Okay. That was my very first set I done.
You should still be able to do your first joke because
I still do my original set. That's what I don't think you
must be getting really tired.
Have you seen me perform?
Enjoy the rest of your life. There's 5 minutes. You're not getting back.
Do you?
So you've just honed those first concepts.
No, but I'm actually the thing is I've now this I you know because before I would want to be like you need to do 10 minutes and you do another 10 minutes and do another 5 minutes. But like now you've written 5 days of material effectively. Exactly. So if like my superpower is being able to access that material
on the night
at the thing, but I can never access it at home. And I'm like, what can I do tonight? And I can't get the bits right. And I always write down the same 10 bits.
Have you ever done that train that Darren Maul does?
I don't do
that. Never in the me neither. Yeah. But the concept is smart because there's 10 carts. They say now there's 5 carts.
Yeah.
10 and 10 comedians. But yeah. So you'll go through that cart.
The train of death.
The sound is terrible, but the concept's smart because the comedians get to the room. It's a new room.
Yeah.
And then you start.
Have you seen
that? It's a hell of an exercise for comedians.
So you go from the first cart to the next cart, and then it's a full.
So you do 12 minutes in each cart.
Okay, yeah.
The sound won't work because of the noise. Mm. So it's really, it's a bit silly. Yeah. That's all you do.
So yesterday.
And then the toilet flushes. Yeah. But that's that concept of a new room.
Another train going past.
The guy on the roof surfing.
Tickets. So now you're doing comedy on the train, but that works hard. But the guy came to Parker's on Thursday night. What was last night? Thursday. Came to Parker's on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And he came on Thursday. Yeah. I did Wednesday was the charity vibes.
Oh, yeah. That's
I never know what the charity's for because you get up, there's no bonus or anything.
That's what we discussed, yeah.
At Parker's.
You know, you're representing the Cat Society.
What? So after about 20 minutes of talking, I realized that they're raising money for their boat. Because the questions I was asking, I wasn't getting answers.
Yeah.
They're rowers. So they're raising money for their boat and they live in Edenvale. I'm like, where the fuck do you guys row?
Yeah.
Things that you can get a boat at Cash Converters now.
Yeah.
It's there.
In rowing the
but
boat.
The guy was there on Wednesday, came there last night, same, just a dude, paid money to watch it. And he said, you did a different set tonight. I came to see your set. So he, in his mind, wants to see the comedian do that set.
He's the one person in the whole world.
And I said to him, yeah, but I looked at the room on that night and I felt that this is where we were going. And I didn't change. I did my 5 minutes and I made it last 20. Last night I did the different set because they went into the vibe of the homeless guy eating KFC. So it wasn't. Yeah. So then I changed it. He said, no, but I like to see it because I told my friends about you and I wanted to see that set.
That's strange, yeah.
Like, oh, fuck. Why didn't you put your hand up and say, do joke number 7?
Yeah.
Like but a jukebox.
Yeah, that's a first because normally they come to you and they're like, why aren't you doing new jokes? I saw you do these jokes the last time I was here as well.
But if you go see Ariana Grande at a concert, she's going to sing her songs from her album. Yeah, you're going to shout out, Stevie Wonder. Do a new song.
Yeah,
Stevie Wonder's doing songs from the 70s, bro.
Because he hasn't written more.
Yeah, you can't see. Can't see him writing anything new.
He puts those posters on the fridge and his wife's like, what the fuck is this?
He puts the... that's fine. Yeah,
do you know why Stevie Wonder can't see his friends?
He doesn't have any.
Because his wife's a bitch.
That's funny. Have you seen his wife though?
Do you know?
Neither has he. Neither has he.
Jesus, we're going bad.
We're going full blind. Genius comedy.
This is the comedy. This is the train of death.
I don't see this going.
Okay,
well.
So this is what I got. This is for you, Jermaine. When we spoke about a strategy, so I look at the Goliaths, we look at Parker, look at Barry Hilton. See.
Oh, I spent my day with Barry Hilton on Tuesday.
Your day.
My day.
You spent a day with some other famous people. I checked you on Instagram, just sitting next to Trevor Noah or someone. Carvin.
Loy. Gola.
Loy, so you're just sitting there. You guys are just sitting.
When you guys
but you found a nice dope wall to sit behind, like a very graffitied wall.
Yeah, you gotta get that social game on point.
No, it's not. I call them album cover
There was
shots.
A band in front of us. There was like people eating. I ate a vegan platter. I was living my best life.
What's in a vegan platter? Living my best life is not allowed to be said on this podcast. And neither is yas.
Veganism. Yas.
Why? You say yas, you get kicked in the bowels.
Who says it?
No one does.
No one.
You just said it, no?
No, don't say it.
Yeah, it's, we just
so we're going to have to kick him in the balls off.
Yeah.
So what were you doing with Loyiso?
Well, we were staying in the same hotel. I was out in Cape Town doing the Cape Town Comedy Club, which was a dope 5 days of comedy, bro. Like, amazing 5 days. I've got a newfound respect for there. I want everybody to go there.
Apparently, because I spoke to Kurt, he said you did an excellent job.
Did he say that? It's weird they don't say that to you. Like, well, you just have to leave. You know, like, okay, bye then. Bye.
But you know what? You know if you've done a good job.
I know that, but I mean, it's also nice to get it's that nice rubber stamp to say, like, you did good. You can come back.
Because this is the thing. The Cape Town owners of the clubs, send out these 3 or 4 that are running Gino, whatever. They don't know what you're doing. They don't know Jermaine.
Yeah.
So they have to endorse it. It's a mafia system. They go, Dave, what's Jermaine like? I'm like, hey, he's weird, man. He's old. He's got a hat.
That is horrible.
But you endorse the comics, and that gets them the gig.
Right.
So I said, when he said, hey, Rishu, it was fucking stunning. Just brilliant. I said, oh, well, that's the Oaks on form.
Right.
He's on our podcast. We don't just put anyone on this thing. Yeah.
But,
Ryan?
But I wanna go back. Like, what? Like, I would even want to maybe pitch a lineup. Like, go with another guy or two other guys. Or
I'll
something.
Go with you.
You can. They've got that Monday, Tuesday that they want to sell to one man's.
But they... For me, the room is completely international. That's what I liked about it. So every day, when you ask somebody, yo, what's your name? Where you from? From Russia. Okay, cool. Next day, where you from? Germany.
And you can't be doing like a Kif, Nigel stuff.
And the thing is, what I just did is I just made it nice. So, like, say, for example, there's some Cape Town comics. They're doing this gag about Tikkopa. There's Tikkopa in the tree. There's a Tikkopa behind the bin. There's a Tikkopa look like a shell. Then he's finished. Then I come back and I'm like, yo, international people, I'm going to explain. Tik is crack.
Essentially.
Tikkopa is a head. Tikkopa is a crack head. Now think about everything he said.
No, it makes sense.
It's like hilarious.
Like the missing
piece. I'm hiring Eric to stand just with like a hole in the curtain, and he sticks his head through like this. But he stands there the whole time during the One Man Show. And then when I crack a joke, he just goes, "It's funny." So the audience know.
Funny.
This was like a barometer, like a thermometer there, where you see, okay, that was.
That's
he
hilarious.
Thinks it's funny.
Just look at you. Just
If the floating head, if the floating head thinks it's funny.
That's actually funny.
Because on this show, we've got a whole lot of clips of you saying
that's funny. Yeah, because I say it a lot, because it is funny.
Yeah, hey, something we don't often do this on the show.
But
we're gonna, so this is...
Have you guys done?
Hey, this is Mojo Glocker. When I'm in Joburg, I only listen to... What's the name of it again?
Just Now.
Just Now podcast.
With
Eric Ganson, Dave Levinson, Ryan Holiday, Richard Benoit, and more as guests. It's great.
Who are you again?
Hi, I'm Mojo Glocker.
So we now do endorsements of
Okay, other people are saying that
that was Mojo Glocker. So I want to do that more.
Okay.
I realized people don't know about this.
I've got Barry Hilton to do my cousin.
Well, this is the thing. You've got your phone with you. I want you to start doing that more.
Have you guys done news in the time that I wasn't here?
No. We didn't do news. What I wanted to do was talk about that thing that was on No Jokes for a second.
Okay, before we talk about this hustler thing, did you get...
Something's funny.
Ah, Lord! Clearly, you guys have not been on the news.
The internet.
Have you seen the article about the alleged comedian making rape jokes?
I did.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Let's not mention.
Did it get into the newspaper?
It's in the Citizen.
It's in the Citizen.
I tell you why.
You don't want to address.
I don't want to mention it because he's such a fucking dick, bro.
He is. That's funny. That is hilarious.
Because I've been following it. Because what he's doing now is he's said some stupid things about the rape thing in Dross.
So it's like, how do you discipline a child between the age of 2 and 5?
Don't do it. But
now the thing is, he got flack, obviously. But what he keeps doing is he's going on about it. So he's like kind of
trying to justify it. But guys,
not trying to justify it. He's actually trying to milk it.
Oh man.
So he's like,
with the cock attitude, man.
Yeah, like, I can even find one of the things that he did to you. He's like, so if you guys want to become famous, you can just hit me up for a minimal fee.
Because I'm in the newspaper. So he doesn't even realize what he's done.
Yeah, and he's got all these people following him. Don't people know what's a joke? That type of thing. You know what I mean? But I'm like, there's no joke there.
Hmm. Plus, and just say sorry.
There's no, but the thing is, there is a joke there because you can write a joke easily. I can do at the Braai, I can do a joke wheelchair, blind. We spoke about Stevie Wonder now in the podcast. But he's got to actually get the empathy right.
Because Jeffrey does hardcore stuff. Richard said, he's just.
Listen to this. Like he says, to the public, please comment on every other very, very bad thing to make jokes of so I can shift the attention away from this incident quietly and without making it obvious I'm trying to do so. So he's keeping it going. You know what I mean? He's like, he keeps going. Like, he's even posted, like he's got a post of the newspaper article.
Yeah, it's like, everybody wants to be famous. I'm trying to do something different. Like,
you're not doing something different.
Yeah.
But he is a flash in the pan. Mojack last night said to Young Comics, I'm going to unfollow him. On Thursdays, they have the open mics at Pockets. Mm-hmm. And he said, Young Comics try so hard to be edgy.
Yeah.
And yet, he went out there and spoke about, he did a film review of 10 Disney movies. He said, just shout out a Disney movie and I'll do a review. And it was fantastic. It had no swearing. It wasn't edgy. He wasn't talking about rape. He wasn't talking about
Mojack.
Exactly.
Mojack. He just spoke about how Mulan and how Simba lost his job and didn't ever go back to. He just went to smoke dacha with Pumbaa.
With Pumbaa and
but he did it, and he said, came back and he said to the Young Comics, like, that's not edgy. Don't worry about trying being edgy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You don't have the platform to be edgy if you're 20.
Yeah.
You're talking about something you feel about that you know nothing about.
Talk about your life. Like, I went to watch the 25 came down and I saw 17 deaths, right?
So 20, so three of those comics hit the mark.
One was Robbie, one was Lindy, and I missed the first. Momotebe was the other one.
So you were part of the 17.
I came to watch. I was 21.
17 deaths.
Yeah.
And, so just explain to people what 20 and 5 is.
25 is 20 comedians doing five minutes each.
No host, you just host the next.
Well, then in case they have a host though, so it's Kearns. So you just do what Kearns comes up. But it's not hosting.
Okay.
He's going like, there was Dave Levinson, Ryan Holiday, and then he walks off.
One of the 17 deaths.
It's terrible though, bro. But like,
but these are proper comics. When you said Lindy, Robbie, and
they were the only established ones. I guess so. And others are just like a bunch of guys doing racist bits. Mm. One guy's like, that was too edgy. That was too deep for you guys. Okay. In my mind, I'm like, that was just proper. God, that was shit.
So if a guy's doing Okay, I have a kid.
And it's foreigners.
I have a kid, and I've been to the Dross, or I've been to Wimpy, or I've been to these places. That fear that you have, he's not going to even understand that fear.
Exactly.
As a parent.
Mm. Exactly.
So it's almost what you've got to do is you take his finger and a hammer and just smash one finger and go, okay, now yeah, times that by 10 in your daily life. Where's my kid now? Where's he now? Where's he now?
By the multiplicative inverse of.
But that's also not true, because I can't do that with every comic. I can't. If I'm making a joke about swimming in the Arctic, I don't know what it's like to be that cold.
Yeah.
So it's not true.
Have you been to Woolies?
Is that Woolies?
We white guys. We white dudes. We've been to Woolies.
I've complained about the temperature in Woolies.
But like that's the thing with this guy. It's like he's addressing so many things that don't need to be addressed. Like he's like. Like, because he obviously doesn't have a kid. You can tell by his attitude. He doesn't have a person that is looking after that, that is responsible for their safety and their existence. And he also doesn't get how serious it is for a child to be raped.
And also, who he's offending. Doesn't matter that, say the person, let's say it's alleged because that case is going on.
No. They're saying alleged comedian.
No, I'm saying the person that did the rape.
Oh.
Yeah, I would say alleged comedian.
In the article, it does say alleged comedian.
So, so then the irony of it, he doesn't even pick that up. He's like, I'm famous, y'all. No, you're alleged comedian.
Yeah, it's sad, bro.
So this is maybe what this article is for then. Because this is what someone said. It was on No Jokes.
It leads into your thing.
So she's saying things like... Three things to do.
Your
success depends on what you want to do in this business. So the first thing about this isn't a South African. I think she's in England. But the first thing she says, like, what story are you telling yourself? Right. You stand in front of the mirror, she's look at yourself in the mirror, take inventory to find out what story you have made up for yourself. Do you see someone who's successful, or have you been convinced by your inner critic that you're not good enough? So that's those first stories when
the
you first do comedy.
The voice in your head that doubts you and constantly tells you hurtful things needs to go before you can see yourself as a success.
Whatever thoughts you have that are limiting you and stopping you from being successful need to be replaced with positive reinforcement. Now that's Moose's fucking deep motivational shit. So she's talking just comedians. So that could apply for any job.
That could apply for everything.
Call center.
Anything.
Call center, yeah, for sure.
Car guard. Let me phone Jermaine. Answer, please.
Hello.
Hi, I'd like to complain about something.
Yeah, man, I'm tired of these political complaints.
And that you didn't get fired 22 years in the call center.
So I work for the government. They don't fire.
They don't give a shit.
They don't. They didn't fire that lady. That lady, like, every time she complained, they just gave her an increase. Yeah. So she's now on 3 million rand a year, and she stopped complaining.
Why? She was eventually.
It was good money. She was allegedly complaining.
So she's sitting there going, so if I lose this job, I don't get the 3 million. They're like, yeah. So she said, whew, I better think up some shit quickly.
Yeah.
For people who don't know, the SARS e-filing thing has been scraped of a few million by everybody.
Yes.
Okay, so the second thing.
Who are you surrounding yourself with?
So you spoke about sitting with Barry Hilton. How did that happen?
So
I'm not saying that he's the inspiration of all comedians.
But he's also like a person.
He's the OG.
The AKA. What is it called? Was he AKA? Remember back in the day? He used to be an owl on the morning news.
That's right.
He used to be an owl.
He was an owl and there was a chameleon as well.
Yeah,
I remember that.
Was that
Barry Hilton?
In the morning.
Wasn't he called my cousin? It was Barry Hilton.
How did you end up with him? Because he lives in Hermanus.
In Hermanus. He called me up on Saturday. And then he said you had to do it. We did a thing on Tuesday. He's like, he spoke to Joe or somebody, and Joe recommended he chats with me, and then we met, and then we did something together.
Did you do a little recording thing, a video or audio?
Yeah, videos.
Okay, cool.
But he
is it secret?
It is a secret.
Yeah, because I was like,
there's another secret.
Give us some details. Yeah.
No,
Ryan, on the 22nd of October, the sketch show starts on Comedy Central.
Yes. Oh, yeah,
I keep on seeing you on Comedy Central, Dave.
Yeah,
Look at his face.
Yes. Finally. I can get stopped in a shopping center.
It's all about the moolah.
From Comedy Central, how much moolah you get?
The ads are dope, though.
Yeah, actually, I'm
seeing them.
They look like you wrote them yourself.
Acting my heart
out. I showed my mom, and she's like, "Oh, how much does he get paid for this?" And I'm like, truthfully, man, I don't think Comedy Central.
You have to bring your own wardrobe.
The fact that you can see his face, that's payments.
Yeah, exposure.
Exposure.
DJ Fresh actually did a big thing yesterday. On his birthday. On exposure.
Okay.
It's actually in the news, bro. He said, like, I've been doing comedy, music, I've been a DJ for 25 years.
Fresh house flip.
I played this, I did that, after that. And it's people still have the nerve to try and pay me in exposure.
They're still with him, even.
Yeah. So he did, like, it's he was trending yesterday because he was like, stuff your exposure.
But you know, the thing
what
is,
what I actually need is less
with social exposure. With social media, it is actually a currency.
Yeah, but he's there. He's exposed. He has a ship. He does old ship. It's him.
It's not his ship, though.
It's his ship.
It's not his ship, Rishi.
It's his ship.
He doesn't own the ship.
I didn't say he owns the ship.
It's his ship.
If I say, Fresh you do a room, it's your room, right?
I actually
have a room on the ship.
The money that I got...
I don't think that's our ownership question.
The money I got from Comedy Central, that's actually fine, bought me. Kitcheners.
It's my room now!
Yeah.
So here's
what she says. The people you surround yourself with are the most important factors in determining your success. So you take that entourage when Trevor was here. So it was Trevor, Eugene, David Kabuka.
Yes.
And you look at the success that they got. So they all pulled each other up. You know, boats rising. Yes. All boats rise the same in the tide. So then...
A good story is the Nigerians, like Basket Mouth and those guys.
That's it.
They do a very
big... Pick each other up.
Yeah, because they know what they do. They go overseas and they live on the... I wouldn't say on the streets, but like that's how they started. They would like...
So they go to London and they stay in one place.
In one room, eat sandwiches, whatever, and then push each other. Don't pay each other. So if you go to London, no one's getting paid. We're just going there to be there and to perform and come home.
To get exposure.
And also, you know what, that team effort. If I went to London or America and you guys came with as us... No one can mess with us anymore. They can't say, who are you? Because now you're alone.
Mm. Yeah.
Now Eric can back me up and say, no, this guy's good.
It's us.
This guy's good. Yeah. It is important. So they said, people encourage you and it will lift you and make you, when you're down, they'll get on you and make sure that you're doing what it takes. So normally this will be your peers. Other comics have the same amount of time in the game as you. That's also important. A young comic, you can lift up.
Yeah.
But it's nice when Barry phones you.
Yes.
Mm. It just makes you go, fuck, this is cool. This is what I'm doing.
Because it also feels like it's a scam.
So they hide you through your journey. And yeah, exactly. Those ones are also weird.
But that's good advice for life.
There you go.
If you surround yourself with negativity.
They've already witnessed what you're going through. That's what she said.
Yeah.
So they can say to you, hey, don't do that.
But is this the people around you?
Now, my friend Rabin's opening an idea. And I've said to him, like, I've done this, and this didn't work. And he's like, thank you, man. I didn't realize that. Right. So I'm going to meet him now because I said I've done these things. It's a shopping center. Anyway, so the last one, are you setting goals? Not just comics, but the people, but a lot of people don't understand the importance of goal setting. So the comics that do understand, it could mean material items like owning a BMW M3. To others, it may mean getting paid corporate gigs or getting a Netflix special. Whatever you want to accomplish, write it down. That's it.
Setting goals is
fine. So in this point, country, so when you spoke down. About the goal, so you go Kitcheners, then you go Goliath. You sit outside, you're like, hey, Parker's giving me... When is your gig at Parker's?
17th of November.
That's coming soon. Sounds like it's miles away. But you'll be there. But you'll be there on that one night. Is it a Friday or
Saturday? Saturday.
See, it's a Saturday night.
Are you doing a slot?
It's a full... You're doing a slot and you're getting paid money. So was that one of your goals?
Yeah, that was actually my first goal.
Did you write it down?
No, I didn't.
No, you see, you must write it. This chick says you write it down.
He wrote it down in his heart.
But that writes it down thing, it's a common thread in all the things, the motivational or the goal setting type of thing.
But you don't do it because you think it's corny.
No, but it becomes a real thing.
Like I had a picture of a Ferrari on my wall in my room for so long.
Yes.
Then I felt sad.
You must write it down.
You gave up on your dream. I had a picture
like
of...
Like, what car do I have? Okay, I'm going to stick that up on the wall.
Nailed it.
The mistake you did, you didn't write it down.
I should have wrote it down.
So now she says an example of good drawing.
Should have drawn the Ferrari yourself.
I had a picture of Farrah Fawcett sitting on a Ferrari. I have neither of those.
Exactly.
So when you set out, get a good 5 minutes to record in order to submit to festivals. So this is obviously an overseas person because we didn't think of that. If I recorded that first 5 minutes that I did in 1990,
I think that's the only piece of that whole article that doesn't, I was like, not South African. That's blazing. That's a good idea.
So record
your 5 minutes.
Submit it to festival. Once you've achieved any milestone, send it to Comedy Central, send it to Ever. We must wrap up now. You're a puss, Jonty. That's a sexual term.
Yeah. You're going to hear about it in the sex talk after this.
Measure your success against the story that you have created for yourself. So coming back to, don't measure your success against others. You be you. This is what this article is saying.
Yeah.
Mm. And that's same for Jermaine. Like, you're doing stuff that's outside of comedy.
Right.
But that's where your stories exist. I'm telling you now, there'll be 5 minutes when you sell a perfume to someone.
Yeah. Who do you look
there'll
up to?
5 minutes.
Who do you look up to in comedy, Jermaine?
Who's my favorite comedian?
I wouldn't say your favorite comedian, but like, there's always like a guy.
South African oak that you can phone and that you know doesn't judge you and that gives you the advice that you don't want.
Because it doesn't necessarily have to be
your
favorite
can tell comedian. Me I'm good. And I'm like, oh, that's cool. But when I phone Martin Evans, he says, here's what's fucked up. Here's where you need to go.
Do I really tell you good, though?
No, it was an example.
It was an example.
Oh, okay.
You would never say that.
You once said I'm handsome.
was I sleeping?
We have traveled together many times.
Yeah, we have.
Yes, we took cuck in the car. And then fucking breakfast booster is the best idea Muesli. Fuck muesli.
Well, I've spoken to a lot of guys for advice. Like, Eric is one of them.
Yeah,
I'll mention.
But that's because Eric that connection for the first gig you did.
Yeah.
The first friendly face you saw.
But even after that, I would still ask Eric questions if I'm not sure, you know, because he knows Emilio is one of them, Ryan as well.
Oh.
You know.
You've got your little conglomerate.
Yeah.
is that a conglomerate? Is that that fruit with the pips in?
Yes, that's what it is.
That's a guava.
Conglomerate. No, that's a pomegranate. But a guava does have pips in it.
A conglomerate.
But speaking of guavas, the sex show is coming up now.
And we need to leave.
Ryan, will you say goodbye?
Cheers, everyone. See you next week.
You got gigs this week?
No.
All right, I can get you one.
Okay.
Just what I'm saying is you set yourself some fucking goals.
Write them down.
Just back from Cape Town. Where you next?
This has been fun. I'm actually at Goliath this weekend and in Durban next weekend. Yeah.
Excellent.
And
Jermaine, I'm out. I'll be on the 3rd of November. I got a show in Ellos at Don Maitman Center. 50 rand a ticket.
The Don Maitman Center. Don everything Maitman. Happens there.
Everything happens by Don Maitman.
Hey, I love that.
Yes.
Who is Don Maitman?
Well, he was actually the mayor of Eldos. Got shot 2 days into his job.
That's a shit.
He said, "I want to be the mayor of Eldos." Bah!
I feel like this is a repeat of last week.
It's not real. This has been the Just Now podcast.
My name is Eric
Jansen. When does it end?
My name is Eric Jansen. It ends just now. And please protect me from yourself. CliffCentral.com